the favor.
This is the way. Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Tells me enough for Memphis.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Film Optics, brought to you by the Drive-In Podcast Network, where we discuss film, TV, and everything pop culture related. I'm your host, Christian. I'm joined by one of my co-hosts, Devin. It is Friday, my dude.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Saturday. Saturday, my dude. Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, this is nice. But yeah, it's been a long week. How's your week been, by the way? Mine's been exhausting.
Mine actually went by pretty fast for once, surprisingly. Just kind of went through the motions and it didn't slow down.
Yeah, I know. It felt like a fast work week. Like, I think as soon as Wednesday hit for me, that's when it started getting a little bit more on the faster side. But
it's
Monday,
Wednesday, my dudes.
It's Saturday, my dudes. Wednesday, my dudes. Where's that from? Can't remember.
Probably Vine. Everything's from Vine.
Everything. I like the Super Mario Kart shirt, by the way. It's very nice. Very
classic.
I swear I wear like the same shirt every single time we do this. But yeah, man, it has just been. It's a nice week. You know, it was Star Wars Day this week, and my birthday is coming up, so we're recording this on Saturday. This will release on Monday. If you actually haven't heard, actually, I think we just posted about it on Twitter really quick before we get into our topics for today. We will be moving, I guess Mondays are the new Fridays in a way. So for the month of May, we're going to be doing our podcast episodes. We'll be dropping them on Monday because I feel like us waiting. It's Friday. You know, you want to do other things as soon as you get off work for the work week. So maybe we can like record on like, I don't know, Sunday evenings or something. Or
May Mondays.
May Mondays. Yeah. Hey, I like that. Nice new little segment there. So yeah, I will be dropping our podcast on Mondays, whether it's later in the day or early in the morning, we'll figure that out. But we'll be dropping them on Mondays until June 9th, the premiere of Loki. So,
oh yeah,
that's going to be, we're scrounging here. It's like, we're like, okay, you know, Falcon and Winter Soldier is over. We thought about doing the Bad Batch, which is what we're going to be talking about later on in the podcast today, but that's running for 16 weeks. So
it's a bit much.
It is a bit much, especially for episodes that are only going to be around maybe 24 to 30 minutes. I mean, it's essentially a part of the Clone Wars. So we are getting those smaller episodes. Like, there will probably be, maybe we'll do an end. I mean, that depends on if Devin even watches it, to be completely honest, because he said he barely got through the first two. I mean, he didn't watch Clone Wars season 7, so. What are you going to do?
There's a good reason.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, it's a stretch, but just 1 week. So anyway, let's get into some housekeeping news here before we dive into today's topics. Before we begin today's show, you can listen to our podcast on platforms around the internet, including YouTube. And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Film Optics. That is Optics with an X for all of our latest announcements. So let's just dive right in, man. You know, well, actually, really quick before we do, how far are you in The Last of Us?
I haven't played in a while.
That's all right.
Here,
yeah, forgot. Dang it, that's all right. One day,
yeah.
I mean, there's almost no rush, there. Honestly.
Yeah, the show's not coming out till what, 2022?
If that,
yeah.
I'm excited because I'm excited for the show. But I'm not. We're not going to get into that. Anyway, let's get into our quick fire news segment here. And before we do that, actually, I have a nice little surprise. We get to bring this bad boy back.
News team, assemble!
So classic.
Very, very classic. I'm just very excited, you know, and we got some nice little, I changed up the sound effects here. It's been a lot of fun. So yeah, let's get through our quick fire news here. So the first thing we have up on the docket today is we have the Stranger Things 4 teaser trailer that came out, and and the Quiet Place Part 2 trailer, because those dropped on the same day. I wanted to get your thoughts on Stranger Things, and then we'll kind of move on to Quiet Place, or just your thoughts on both, actually.
So I watched the Stranger Things 4 trailer, but I have not watched the Quiet Place 2 one yet.
Okay. What did you think of the Stranger Things 4?
We didn't get too much information, just kind of teasing some Eleven mystery, of course. I mean, I'm just excited for the new season.
Yeah, I am too.
Was that dropping summer?
This
or Christmas?
This year it's dropping? Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know it wasn't in development hell, but I do know that, I don't know, to be completely honest, because I know that they were teetering with it. Maybe it is coming out this year. If it is, I guess I missed that news on the docket, but
it says 2021 on IMDb, but it doesn't show a date.
Okay. I wonder if that is a placeholder. So, I mean, it might come out this year. I would be cool around the Christmas time. You know, that's where we get, you know, the meat and potatoes, the big heavy blockbusters throughout, you know, the summer and going into the holiday season. So
I feel like it might even be around Halloween, which would make sense too.
Yeah. Stranger Things 3 dropped in, that was on 4th of July. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Cause it was more of like a summer thing. So maybe they are going back to their, you know, Halloween slot. Like it makes sense, but I mean, if they can, unless this is also going to have a Christmas vibe to it, because it seems that like every movie nowadays has some kind of Christmas vibe, but I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I saw the trailer, you know, Eleven is my favorite character from Stranger Things. My mom is actually watching it for the first time. So wow. She's liking it a lot.
I couldn't get anybody in my family to like it.
Really? Your parents didn't like watching it?
My sister and my dad watched like the first, like parts of the first season. They just couldn't get into it.
Really?
That I don't know why.
That's weird. My mom is
I thought for sure my sister would like it.
Yeah. So did your mom even try?
No, she's not sci-fi.
It's all right. I got you. Yeah. So my mom's been watching Stranger Things. I think she's still on season one. She's also been watching Virgin River. Have you heard of that?
Not heard of that.
I haven't either. Apparently it's really good. So I think it's on Netflix. I don't know if it's a Netflix original, but I haven't really done too much topics into it. But yeah, Stranger Things 4 teaser trailer looks amazing. You know, it looks like they are going back into the mystery of Papa from Stranger Things and Eleven. So it's because we know where she's from, but I guess they're trying to dive more into that better than what they did with season two when they tried to there are more out there like her, but like the way that they tried to do it.
Yeah, that spinoff episode. Not well received.
I honestly commend them for at least doing it during season two for a pilot, like soft reboot, because sometimes shows will do that. I think for Rugrats with like All Grown Up, like when they did like the test pilot within the actual season, like the babies like fall into a closet and then they're all grown up. So it's kind of like a way like, hey, it's still Rugrats, but we're like dual testing this at the same time to see how people like it. So maybe
but then sometimes it's annoying. Like when the SpongeBob movie was like a Camp Corral trailer for half of it.
Yeah. Well, I like the Sponge on the Run. Or are you talking about the new Sponge?
Yeah, the SpongeBob, the newest movie.
It was fun. I mean, it's.
I liked the parts that weren't Camp Corral.
Yeah.
Camp Coral, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah. Yeah. With what's his face? Keanu Reeves is in it. Totally forgot about that. Like those parts are
aged. Stage.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm very excited for Stranger Things. So that's gonna get we're smashing this or passing this one up, Devin.
We're smashing, of course.
Woo! there we go. I got some nice
Quiet Place too. We're getting that this month, aren't we? May 28th.
Yes, fucking finally, we're getting Quiet Place Part 2. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. A few of my friends actually got screener access for like. To like going like early viewings like into the theater, so I'm very excited for them because I'm glad that they're actually just starting that back up again for certain places. But yeah, I'm very like it. I think the final trailer is only maybe 2 minutes, not even. But if you haven't watched it, I mean, it doesn't give anything away, but
I feel like I've seen enough. Like,
yeah. It's kind of like with Black Widow. Like, I feel like you've already convinced me. Yeah, man, we were literally like a week away from seeing this before COVID hit.
A double feature.
I was so pissed. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I can watch both back to back. I mean, of course I'm going to watch the first one again because that was just freaking amazing. But yeah, I'm assuming we're smashing this one too. So you like that? Cheering children.
Yeah. They like Quiet Place, right?
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of, is this the sound recording from like the birthday shots from Halo? Where you did the, it was one of the skulls that you turned on.
It might be.
I don't know. I have to check it out. I pulled it from somewhere and I can't remember. Anyway, let's move on with our quick fire news here. We have Netflix will release Zack Snyder's zombie thriller, Army of the Dead, in select movie theaters. And actually,
mostly Cinemark.
Yeah. I think it's a deal with Cinemark that they're doing.
Cinemark's making moves.
They are, but I mean, AMC has my heart with their movie pass, but it looks like it's booked for around 200 Cinemark locations for Army of the Dead. So the movie will roughly play in around 600 theaters total, including IPIC, Landmark, and a few other circuits.
And it's a week earlier, isn't it?
Yeah, and AMC and Regal will not be offering the film. So it's Cinemark only or any... I guess any other theaters that are underneath the Cinemark name. So it kind of sucks, but good news is they're actually showing it out by us. It's about maybe 40 minutes away from here in Nashville. So I think me, Ricky, and Jacob might try to go see it if we can get tickets. Is it showing out by you?
I haven't looked yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I wasn't sure if you'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm going back Monday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, if it is, that would be great. If not, I don't know. Oh, well. Yeah, we'll watch it either way. But are you excited about this?
Yeah, it looks good. All the trailers look cool. The posters that keep coming out are, like, really colorful and vibrant. Yeah. Unlike most of his movies.
It's like, oh, so you do know what the colors of the rainbow.
Neon and bright colors.
You do know what the colors of the rainbow is. That's nice.
If you're in Vegas, it kind of has to look nice and colorful.
Yeah, actually, speaking of Vegas, I'm going to Vegas later this year for a bachelor party. Yeah, first time. Oh. Very excited. Have you been?
I have not been as an adult, no. My dad took us when we were like in high school. And we couldn't do much.
That's right. I totally forgot about that because I knew you went at some point, but I couldn't remember if you were above the fun age limit. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, I actually am excited for this, for Army of the Dead. It is a nice breathing, like, yeah, it's Zack Snyder. I'm not super crazy about, like, a lot of his movies, but this one does look really, really good. And it's just a nice, like, fresh breath air from, like, all of his superhero films. Because, like, that seems to be the only thing people ever talk about.
I mean, zombie films are definitely played out, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, do you remember? Oh, my God. It was like early, like 2006, 2007 when it was this big zombie craze in video games. We had, I mean, Call of Duty Zombies was a thing, of course. And then we had, was it Dead Island? And then Left 4 Dead. And there was another. And then I think it was AMC's Walking Dead with, oh, my gosh, that name of the studio that went under, technically, the story simulation.
Telltale,
yeah. So it was, and then towards the end of like the PlayStation 3 life cycle, we had The Last of Us, and then we had Dead Rising as well. I was like, oh my God, can we stop, please? But yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, very, very excited. So I'm assuming we're both getting the pass here.
Thumbs up.
So Devin, have you seen Don't Breathe at all? The first one?
I have.
You have? I did, like, when it first came out. I do want to watch it again.
I really enjoyed it.
I did too, actually.
That twist.
I know, dude.
That twisty twist.
That's Ooh, that's what was it from? Oh my gosh, the Pokemon the movie. He was like, that's very twisty. Yeah. Man, oh man. But yeah, so we're getting a sequel. Don't Breathe 2 gets the August 2021 release date. So that's dropping. We don't know the exact day. But wait, were you going to say something? Sorry.
I just said that's coming soon.
Yeah. Very, very excited for it. The film is, let's see, the 2016 Runaway Horror. Okay, so actually I wanted to ask you this really quick. Do you, look, because I was talking to Jake and Ricky about this. What do you consider as horror? Like, would you consider Don't Breathe as horror?
Horror is like the overarching like genre, but there's like so many subgenres that go under it. So Don't Breathe is like a thriller, type horror, I guess.
Okay. Because I was talking to them and I was like, yeah, I'm like, I don't like horror movies. And they're like, oh, have you seen Us? I'm like, yeah, I've seen Us. And they're like, oh, that's horror. I'm like, I can't really say that's horror. Or even like, oh my gosh, what was it? What's Samara Weaving? Ready or Not, or Get Out. Like, I wouldn't call those like,
they're all under the blanket of horror, but they have different.
Yeah, I would say they're like suspenseful thrillers, or like Disturbia with Shia LaBeouf, and I would say that's more thriller. It's like thrillers, like it kind of dances around the horror aspects. Woman in the Window is more probably more suspense, I would say, but it definitely has horror vibes. But I wouldn't say, oh yeah, this is a horror film. Like even with I don't know. It was just a thought that I had. Anyway, all right, is this getting a pass from you? Thumbs up? All right. All right. So that's pretty much our quick fire news here. Now we're going to get into our main topics. And since we don't have any sponsors, we're like, oh, this sponsor is provided to you by Music
City. I'm Blue Chew.
Wait, what?
You said Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Oh my God. Big League Chew. Man, I remember that stuff. Do you remember that? Big League Chew?
That was amazing back in the day.
It was like, cotton
candy flavor.
I like the apple flavor because it was like, oh, like, yeah, kids can't chew. So let's make bubble gum. I mean, it's a nice alternative.
It's a cool little gimmick.
Yeah. I read some article. Someone's like, oh, this is encouraging kids to chew. I'm like, I wouldn't think of it that way because, I mean, there's no way I'm putting that stuff in my mouth. But
yeah,
it is what it is. Different. Yeah, just a little different and may or may not be bad for your gums, depending on who you ask. But yeah, let's get into our main topics here. First up, we have our Marvel Phase 4 release dates. Oh, listen to that. It's going to be a good time, everyone. So, man, Marvel dropped a lot of stuff this week. Do you want to take over this one and kind of?
We got 10 seconds of Eternals, more than we've ever gotten before. It's insane. And in those 10 seconds, you can just see Chloe Zhao is just going to, she's going to
wow. Kill it. Yeah.
Like those shots that were no CGI involved, except for obviously the sword thing.
Yeah. I mean, they shot on location, didn't they?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very
and then we get a title update. The Marvels is the Captain Marvel sequel.
Ooh.
It changed the title on us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did, because it was Captain Marvel 2.
Yeah, they're going to include Monica Rambeau and Miss Marvel. So they're just calling it the Marvels.
I like that. Well, what do you think of that name? Like, that concept?
Yeah, I like it. It kind of catches your eye. Like, oh, the Marvels. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Nobody thought of it.
That is true. Because it's like, I mean, you could, I feel like with this, they can definitely either, you know, eventually give them their own like solo films, or, you know, maybe they'll all be in. Well, even with Ms. Marvel, we did know that she was going to be in Captain Marvel 2, now known as the Marvels. I think it's pretty genius. It's kind of like killing three birds with one stone. I mean, they're all underneath that whole you know, umbrella. So it's like, why not just give them all their own movie, their own time to shine? Just please just have like one villain. That's all I ask. Like, you can have as many heroes as you want, but like one villain, I feel like it's more than enough. So, but what did you think of the first Captain Marvel? Like, did you thought it was like middle of the road? I thought it was kind of mid myself.
Yeah, middle of the road.
Yeah, like it wasn't bad. Fine. What's up?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Definitely doesn't deserve all the hate it gets.
I agree there, because I think the reason why people didn't like it as much, because like it was... Like, yeah, it did feel shoehorned in right before Avengers Endgame, because it's like, oh, we have to introduce this new character before she, you know, shows up in this grand finale of Phase 3. So it's like, I feel like it was just more like, I think we're tired of the origin stories. Like, when it comes to a lot of these movies, when it comes to superheroes, people like to see someone established. It's kind of like what's Spider-Man PS4. Like, you know, we didn't get the origin story in that game, which I'm really excited that I'm happy that we didn't. It was already like an established Peter. You know, he's been Spider-Man for a few years. Like, we can skip past all that. You can obviously make references, but he's already established. And then, you know, you just go on your adventure. So hopefully, I think that's the reason why a lot of people didn't like it. But I really don't know. Dude bros are going to get mad all they can. But sorry, and, I didn't
Black Panther news. Yeah. The title. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Yeah. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful title. Like, I can't think of there being... like, what else would you call it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ryan Coogler just knows what he's doing.
He does. Yeah, I would say
I watched the new Rockstars video where they theorized how they're going to handle the new Black Panther, and Eric Voss had a very cool idea where there could be three different Black Panthers. There could be M'Baku.
Yeah.
That's one. And then Okoye, it's another. And
Shiri?
No, the other one.
Okoye?
Yeah, I got her, and then there's the other one played by the Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking. I'm blanking on your name right now.
Yeah, I'm like, but anyways, there'd be a different suit for each of those three people, like, and different color scheme based on the colors, ways they went with in the first one. Designed by Shiri, of course.
That would actually be really
different.
Really
cool. Black Panthers.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it all on one person's shoulders, because that's like
a lot. Impossible. Yeah. And you can actually cover more ground, because it's like, yeah. That's actually not a bad idea. I kind of like that. We're finally, you know, we already know that we're getting Black Marvel, Black Widow is coming.
These next 2 years are just insane for MCU. Like, we're just getting so much.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so Loki TV show comes out this year, Black Widow, the What If series, and we get Shang-Chi and Eternals and the Hawkeye series.
And Spider-Man 3,
and supposedly Ms. Marvel as well. I think that's a lot, but we'll see.
I feel like one of the shows is definitely going to get pushed to 2022.
Yeah, I feel like it would be Ms. Marvel, if anything, because I feel like What If has been working around for a while. I think
done with What If. It's definitely ready, it feels like.
Yeah, I think out of everything else that's coming out in 2021 that I just mentioned, I think Ms. Marvel will probably be the one that be pushed back to 2022. Because the Hawkeye series, Eternals is already done. Shang-Chi was already supposed to come out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were supposed to get Doctor Strange 2 this weekend. And Black Widow, supposedly. Yeah. And then, Spider-Man's coming out. I mean, do you think they'll move Spider-Man at all or no? Because, I mean, that's set during the holiday time.
It has to be somewhere around Christmas based on what they're setting.
Yeah.
The stage with.
Dude, if it comes out on Christmas Day, I will be there. Like, yeah. I'll watch it like three times in the movie theater. Just stay there all day. It's totally fine. So for 2022, we have Doctor Strange 2, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Thor Love and Thunder, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, The Marvels. That's for 2022. And for 2023, my God, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania coming out February 2023. And then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Wow. That is a stacked list. Like, I feel like all these are going to hit. I'm praying that they do. But I feel like with the Marvels, you know, dude bros are going to get mad anyway. So,
yeah,
it is what it is there. But yeah, overall, you know, we're both excited for it. And let's move on to some more. I guess this is concerning news for a lot of people. People are up in arms about this next one. Warner Brothers is searching for a black Superman. So for those of you who don't know, in the comic book realm, Kal-El is Superman, and then the black Superman, or the black Kryptonian, is Val-Zod. And then there's another, I think. But apparently people are up in arms about the black Superman is going to be Kal-El, which is the you know, I guess, default Superman that everyone knows and loves. I wanted to get your thoughts about this because I'm not up in arms about it. Like, I'm kind of just like, as long as I get a good story out of it, I'm fine. But it seems like a lot of people are pissed about this, dude.
Like, yeah, I mean, I really couldn't care less about like which name he takes.
Yeah,
like, I like the idea of a black Superman a lot. Like, just seeing Michael B. Jordan in all these like Photoshop's edits and stuff. Like, it looks so cool. Like, if they can try to get him, that'd be awesome.
Who else would you want in the cape besides him?
I haven't even really thought about it.
I feel like everyone just has their heart set on.
He's just too perfect.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
But the thing I'm worried about is just, I'm all for a black Superman, but they're doing Henry Cavill so dirty. It feels like they're just leaving him in the dust. Like, he's just gone.
Yeah, man, it is. I really don't even know what to say about it. Like, it is very unfortunate because it's like, you know, you see these heroes, or, you know, these actors in these roles, and they do such a good job. And then they kind of, it just seems to get kicked to the curb, but we haven't really heard anything from Henry Cavill himself either. So it's like, I don't even know. I really don't know what to think. I just know that, like, yeah, it really does suck for him, but
Superman.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the best Superman that we've had. I didn't really care for the original Superman movies. Superman's not even like my favorite like DC character at all. He's more so on the bottom, just because of how OP he is. Like, I do like seeing him, don't get me wrong, but it's more of just, I mean, if I had my pick, he's nowhere near. But maybe you could play Omni-Man.
He has the look. Get that stash back up.
A real stash this time, please. Yeah. Not a digital stash. What if it is Henry Cavill, but it's voiced by Jake? By Jake. Now that's acting. That would be amazing.
I mean, JK has gotten ripped before.
He has.
Pull it off.
He's getting a little bit older, but it's like, now
he's ageless. Who knows?
What's up?
Omni-Man is just stuck at that age
for the rest of his life, for his thousands and thousands of years of living. Yeah. But it is kind of crazy. I mean, this article about the black Superman comes from, oh my gosh, Hollywood Reporter. So a lot of people are just like against Warner Brothers right now. They're like, oh, in a fitting twist direction, Search is painting DC against none other than Marvel. It looks like, do they have a director yet? It doesn't seem like they do. I know J.J. Abrams is producing it.
They're looking for a director. I think they have the writer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have the writer, but not the director. I'm trying to figure out who the director is. I'm kind of reading through this. But yeah, a lot of people are just like hating on Warner Brothers for this. I'm like, I mean, I get it. Like, I totally do. But I mean, at the same time, it's like Henry Cavill hasn't said anything about returning as Superman for a while. But I mean, I'm assuming his schedule's been so busy with, I mean, the Witcher and whatever other projects he's been doing. There's been a rumor that it's like a Mass Effect kind of project that he's a part of. So I really don't know. We just don't know what's on his docket. So, I mean, I would like to hear from him, but I mean, it's, yeah, I guess I'll give him a nice little while. That's pretty much how everyone feels right now.
Yeah.
But hey, it is what it is. You know, we'll just have to keep our ears to the ground on that one. So moving on to our next topic here, we have Loki with a premiere date is moved up by 2 days. And
for the entire run of the series.
Yeah, the entire run. So Wednesday.
Wednesday, my dudes.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, my dudes.
Yeah, something to look forward to on Wednesdays.
I'm actually kind of, I'm very excited about this. I mean, I've already told Devin about it. It's just, it's such a breath of fresh air. So it's like every Friday.
It makes sense for Disney to like test the waters on different release dates because eventually they're going to have something every day of the week.
Exactly. Or even like Thursdays, I'd be cool with. Like,
yeah,
I'm totally, totally cool with that. I mean, you know, everyone's changing their schedule. We're changing our schedule. They're changing theirs. Everyone's kind of, you know, going with the, you know, the flow of what these are going to be releasing out. But I know Devin had said he thought it was a little bit odd that they're releasing Star Wars Bad Batch on Fridays and not Loki, instead having that switched over, because the season finale, that season premiere of the Bad Batch was, well, no, that was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday. But yeah, I do see, you would think that, you know, more eyes are going to be on Loki than Bad Batch. I mean, I'm still going to watch Bad Batch, like 100%. It's just something I'm just going to kind of watch in passing. So we'll just have to wait and see. You know, we'll definitely get into that here with our thoughts about it. But do you have any other thoughts, concerns about Loki dropping on June 9th?
Just excited.
Yeah. I wonder why they're 2 days. Oh yeah, because that would have been Friday. Never mind. I'm bugging, dude. It's crazy, crazy stuff. Anyway, so let's get into our last main topic before we get into the meat and potatoes, which is our Bad Batch review of episode 1 and 2.
I don't know how meat and potato-y it'll be, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, yeah, we're gonna talk about it, but this isn't theorized. This isn't WandaVision, or I miss WandaVision so much. But our last topic here, and I'm interested to hear what you had to say about this. This comes from Bloomberg.com. Looks like Sony is being sued for limiting purchases of games to the PlayStation Store. Now, before like get into all of that really quick, I just want to say that I think I tweeted this the other day. It's about... So a while ago, Sony kind of just removed every option from like any retail store, or like, let's say if you wanted to buy, I don't know, Horizon Zero Dawn 2 from like games from like Amazon, like, you know, let's say they're having like a sale from it or something like that. And you can only buy it on the PlayStation Store. Like, as in, like, if you have like a digital PlayStation 5, it's okay. Let me back up. For those who are confused, this is about digital game codes not being sold on third-party stores like Amazon or Best Buy or GameStop. This is more so big for users who've bought a PlayStation 5 digital version. And as of right now, they only have one option to buy their games from, and that's the PlayStation Store. So, because you kind of remember how you could buy like digital copies from like Amazon, and you know, it would work. Yeah. So Sony like completely nixed all of that. And some people are saying that people are going to be taking side of Sony for this 100%, but it's a proposed class action lawsuit. The gamers, so in the proposed class action lawsuit, the gamers say that Sony stopped allowing third-party retailers, including Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, blah, 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 to sell digital codes for PlayStation games. This happened 2 years ago. So as a result, the PlayStation Store became the only source for digital PlayStation games. And this gamer, I don't think they said anything else about it. It's a very short article. But the gamer quotes says, Sony's monopoly allows it to charge super competitive prices for digital PlayStation games, which are significantly higher than physical counterparts, which is true. Counterparts are sold at a competitive retail market, significantly higher than they would be in a competitive retail market for digital games, said the consumer. So in this article, they say that people end up paying as much as 175% more for downloadable games than, you know, for the same game that's on a disc, according to the lawsuit. Sony didn't return the request for a comment after hours on this past Wednesday. But yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts about this, like your whole, you know, thought process.
I mean, I can kind of see both sides. I see that how it's annoying that you can't just buy codes from any different site like you can for PC or Xbox. Like you got a Green Man Gaming, you got a Fanatical. Like there's tons of choices, and you're gonna get a good deal. Like if you just look around for a little bit. But I also see like if you chose the disc only option for the PlayStation 5, like that's kind of on you.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The digital discless. Yeah, yeah.
You knew what you were getting when you came in.
That is true. And I do agree. I do see both sides. I could see Sony, you know, saying, hey, you know, for digital games, for their first party games, absolutely. But Sony doesn't own every game under the sun. So it's like, when it comes, and for those of you who don't know, who are listening out there, usually when it comes to like the gaming realm, typically if a physical copy of a game, the value is going to depreciate over time. So let's say, you know, I bought God of War, PlayStation 4, like when it first came out, I think it was like April 2018. So like during the beginning of the year, it was $60. Later on, like, you know, you start to see a depreciating value and whatnot, like especially on the physical side. Now, not to say that digital game, like, you know, PlayStation has like sales for digital games for sure. They definitely do. But those come around maybe like 2-3 times a year, especially around the holidays. I think they just ended one a while ago, but for full price, it's like, you know, if God of War 2018 has been essentially full retail price minus, you know, a few sales here or there, like it's always been at like $60 on the PlayStation. I actually don't know how much it is now. I mean, it could have changed, but usually it's weird. Like I understand both sides. Like you said, it's just, I feel like it's just kind of like if you bought a digital PlayStation 5, like from GameStop or Best Buy, you'll probably never go back in there ever again to get anything else from them because all your games are going to be digital. But let's say that, I don't know, if Amazon did have like even $10 off, you know, you and me both know from Green Man Gaming, like it's never just
buy a game full price.
Exactly. And it's like even $10 off is more appealing, especially now with like games being $70. I can kind of see this being a little bit of a problem, but I don't think this, I really don't think this is going to go anywhere, which kind of sucks, but it's alarming. This is the last thing I'll say. It's very alarming to see consumers taking the side of the corporation when it comes to this stuff, like 100%, because Nintendo, you can find them anywhere. Xbox does the same thing. So it's like, I understand Sony wants more of a controlled market, but I barely buy anything from the digital PlayStation store unless it's like super cheap. But
at the end of the day, if you're looking for consumer friendly, you don't go to PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah. Go with Xbox or even Nintendo. Hell, I'll say it. No. When it comes to that stuff, just, yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, so that pretty much wraps up our main topics here. We're going to get into our Star Wars The Bad Batch review here. This is going to be fairly quick because I don't think Devin has a lot to say about it. But so episode 1 was titled Aftermath, that debuted on Star Wars Day. And then episode 2 dropped this past week. on this past Saturday or Friday. So let's get into our I can't wait to use this. Let's get into our Star Wars The Bad Batch review.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy. Oh yeah. I wanted to use the
Glee Pentatonics.
Probably. I found it online somewhere, so yeah, so we're here with our Bad Batch review, episode 1 and 2. So let's just get straight into that.
And just for some background before I get some hate, like I've never watched any of the animated series. I tried to watch some of the Clone Wars, but just couldn't really get into it. And it was just like, just felt overwhelming. And then I came into this with no knowledge of any of it really. And I saw an article that said that you can watch this without having to watch the other stuff. And I'm just like,
ow. I mean, technically, because ow. It's,
I'm so lost the entire time.
Well, yes and no, because if you don't know who Echo is, he was
it's like there's characters that are new, but yeah. I don't know which ones are new and which ones are established. Like in the first episode, that child with a man voice came on screen. I was like, what is happening? It's freaking Freddie Prinze Jr.'s voice on a little child's head.
I will say that was pretty freaking weird.
It was jarring.
I was like, damn, his voice is deep for a 12-year-old. God knows how old he is, but I'm just assuming. But yeah, it was.
It's like you couldn't try to like make your voice a little higher, buddy. You couldn't try.
Danger. I do agree with that. But yeah, so really quick, just what is your initial, we're just going to combine episode 1 and 2 together. So what besides that, what were your initial reactions of the first two episodes? Because the first episode was around an hour. Because you did try to watch Clone Wars. I will give you that. He tried. He did. He really, really tried.
I don't know. It's just not for me, man. I don't know. I just can't get into it.
I was afraid. Like,
I can see like the animations can be like charming, but like sometimes the faces look weird.
I love it.
The environments and the lighting all looks really good.
Yeah. Oh, always.
They updated that really, really well.
Yeah. I mean, because Clone Wars itself started off as a movie, and that's where they introduced Ahsoka. But the movie, if you watch it, you're not going to like it. The movie is really, really bad. Oh. Like, but this is Ahsoka running around saying, Sky Guy, Sky Guy. Like, she keeps calling Anakin Sky Guy, and it's like.
Yeah.
But it's people love it so much because it does introduce Ahsoka into the universe. Because that is Dave Filoni's, like, child. But then, of course.
I guess what I want to know is who is. Is Omega? She calls herself Omega. Is she a new character, or is she someone that people know?
She's a new character. She is a new character. Yeah.
She seems a little annoying.
It's because she has a New Zealand accent.
I'm
Omega.
She sounds like a Pokemon.
Sounds like Omega, Thomas Omega. And McKenzie. Sounds. Yeah. Because when the way that she spoke, I was like, that definitely sounds like a New Zealand accent. But I don't know who the voice of her is. I have to look it up on IMDb. But yeah, her voice is a bit. You find out that she is a clone, you know, because of course we are doing spoilers here. Sorry, everyone, but this is releasing on Monday. So if you haven't watched it by then. Oh, actually, there we go. There's your spoiler warning after the facts. But yeah, this was created by Dave Filoni, which and Jennifer Corbett. My initial reaction, I really like it a lot. It reminds me of Rogue One. And actually, I'm going to read my Star Wars ranking here on the pod as well towards the end. But for Star Wars Day, because I got to do it on Leo's channel, but not for our listeners. You guys are not going to like my list at all. But yeah, so it does remind me of, it echoes a bit of Rogue One, just in the fact that you don't necessarily need Jedi's, you know, flipping about everywhere to like make a really good Star Wars story, but it's good so far, you know. It's about the inner turmoil of the Bad Batch, and you have Crosshair, who's just not having it, with Hunter, aka Rambo. That's the only thing I think when I see him with that red thing. But overall, I do like it so far. It's just, I don't know, like the first episode was really good. The second one, it is that Clone Wars-esque thing, and the fact that we're so conditioned now to have these longer TV episodes. When Clone Wars, like you have to, in order to enjoy more of it, you have to watch multiple episodes in order to like get into it. So I don't know how like the week to week thing is going to work with the Bad Batch, with it only being, I'm assuming each episode is going to be around 24 minutes because that's how the Clone Wars did it. So it's like how else, I mean, I'm interested to dive into the story. I like it so far. I just don't know. I don't know.
I guess some of the voice acting is weird. Like I think it's really cool that it's one guy doing all five of the Bad Batch voices.
Yeah.
Like he does a good job, but it's like everyone else is just kind of not on the same level, especially the kids.
Yeah.
All the kid characters in the show are voiced by adults and you can just tell. They're not even trying to sound like kids. I don't understand. It's so weird.
The battle.
Even Omega is just, it just doesn't sound right.
She sounds wiser beyond her years.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, she
doesn't match up.
Yeah. I mean, she was in that confinement for her entire life. And she finally gets kind of like, you know, the fish out of water, discovering things for the first time. So that's always a nice thing. It's just, yeah, I can see like there's heartfelt moments in it, especially with episode two. But I mean, I was enjoying that. It was like, what, 70 minutes? I was enjoying that, like, out the wazoo, man. I was having a good time for sure. But I do, I do agree with the Padawan. He's like, Master. I was like, whoa, hold on there. Hold on there, buddy.
It's so weird.
That was so funny, though. I die laughing because that was literally the first thing that caught my eye. But, you know, we're not really getting too much into the weeds here. It's just because we have been going here for a bit and we are coming up on time as well. So we won't really get into the episode breakdown. But I guess, for Devin, do you plan on continue watching? Or?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can.
That's
like, so I'm sure. I mean, obviously you enjoy it and you have the history of watching the other series. So it makes sense. Like, I'm glad that. It seems good for people who have watched the other series, but I haven't, so it's just tough.
Yeah, because you even tried, even like when season 7 was coming, I was like, Devin, you know, we're gonna review season 7, and you found the abridged version. He still didn't
get a shortcut.
He found a shortcut, and he still didn't finish the shortcut. That was so funny. But it was nice though because. Because I did a rewatch it. I just watched the bigger episodes myself, getting prepared for season 7. Because, I mean, it is a lot. It's 7 seasons, and there's about like 20-plus episodes of each season. Like, it's long. It is a long journey. Because it's everything between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. Like, everything that happened. And I think that's why I fell in love with Anakin as one of my favorite Star Wars characters, because in that show, he's so amazing. Like, say what you will about Hayden Christensen, like, you know, performance is fine, whatever. But like in the Clone Wars, he's so freaking likable, and just everything kind of builds up to his distrust with the Jedi and with, you're never going to watch it anyway, but with Ahsoka leaving the Jedi Order because she gets framed for something she didn't do. So it's like all this distrust kind of builds up within Anakin, and it gives you so much more of a backstory instead of just, oh, yeah, well, instead of Revenge of the Sith, it's like, oh, well, you know, I'm the best Jedi. It's like, oh, we grant you the rank of Jedi, but you can't sit on this council. And it's like, him just saying, oh, well, you know, everyone's mean to me, so I'm just going to go to the dark side. Like, no, there is a lot of context there, especially with him and Ahsoka. Their relationship is so close. It's kind of like, in a way, I kind of view like Ahsoka as Anakin's like North Star, and things could have been different, but, you know, they do face off against each other multiple times. So That was his Padawan. So it's good stuff. But sorry, just went on a rant there for a bit. Let's just get into our ratings here. So for episode one, titled Aftermath, what would you give it just from what you've seen?
I mean, I know it scarred you,
but
I can't give a grade. Like, it has to
okay,
just ungraded for me.
That's so much
missing information.
Yeah. And I do implore anyone out there who does want, like, yeah, you can watch the Bad Batch without the Clone Wars, but it does give.
I don't know how, like,
or at least season seven.
Just from my perspective, like, the first episode, I was just lost and then fell asleep and then finished it the day later.
I will say episode one was definitely better than episode two, not just because of the length, it's because of the story itself. But, honestly, even for people who just want to know who the Bad Batch is, like, just watch season seven of Clone Wars. It's only a few episodes. It's not super long. And then, you know, you can go straight into the Bad Batch. I don't think you need to watch all of the Clone Wars in order to know what's going on, who the Bad Batch is, because they were introduced in season seven. Like, that was their debut. So it's not like they're more old school characters from back in the day. But, yeah, I mean, you know, this kind of gives us the viewpoint of, you know, of Execute Order 66, which was to eliminate all the Jedi during the Revenge of the Sith. So this also bleeds in. This is kind of like their turmoil, because season seven did it so well. I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, for episode one, I'm definitely going to give it a solid, like, A-. I thought it was really, really nice. A great way to introduce a series with a longer episode. Episode two, which was Cut and Run, I'm going to give that one a solid B, just because it is nice. It's just the only issue with the Clone Wars TV show is that, like, every single episode is good, but there is a lot of filler. And if it's like, if you just want to get the story, you do have to, like, hunt down that list. But now it's readily available for everyone to watch. So I do implore people to go watch it, because it's very, very good if you're a big Star Wars fan. But yeah, that pretty much concludes our our long-winded discussion of all of our topics. And of course, the Bad Batch episode one, titled Aftermath, and episode.
He tried, everyone.
Yay. I'll give him an applause just for that. Congratulations. Congratulations. But yeah, so now that we're pretty much towards the end, I just want to let everyone know what's coming up next on the podcast. Next week, we're going to be reviewing The Woman in the Window for next week, you know, alongside whatever other news topics are out there. So that'll be dropping not on Friday. It'll be dropping on, oh my gosh, the 17th. So that, because we're trying to give people, well, number one, we're trying to give people a chance to actually watch these things instead of dropping it day and day. Cause I think we used to do that, like, way back in the day. So it kind of gives people a chance to watch everything. And plus, you know, people watch or listen to podcasts throughout the week. You know, we want you to start off your week nice and fresh. Like, here's a nice new Film Optics podcast episode for you. So even if you don't want to get into, you know, what we're watching, you can always tune into, you know, the nice little news topics that we talk about here on the show. So yeah, The Woman in the Window review will be for next week, and that pretty much concludes it. So let's get out of here, Devin. It's been, man, it was a good podcast. I like this episode a lot, but Devin tried. That's all that matters.
Yes.
All right, let's get out of here.
I feel like I'm gonna watch the finale, and just the finale, nothing else.
Oh, just the finale? Actually, yeah,
why not?
He starts in the beginning, and then I'll just
one, one and two, and then the finale.
You know, this is what you'll do. You watch the first two episodes, you get all the information from the next 16 weeks. We're technically 15 weeks for everything else on Twitter. So you kind of just know what's going on, and then you watch the finale.
Yeah, well, yeah, that works.
It's like watching without watching. All right, let's jump out of here. And that's a wrap for today, everyone. Thank you all for listening. Make sure to check out the other shows over on musiccitydriving.com, and make sure to subscribe to our show so you never miss an episode. That was Devin. My name is Christian, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.
And make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and check out our Star Wars Day celebration articles over on musiccitydrivein.com. That's musiccitydrivein.com. musiccitydrivein.com.